If the conference committee would come to order, please. This is the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 172. For the record, we have the three senators, Senator Elton, Senator Bundy, and myself, Senator Terrio, are present. We have two House members at this time, Representative Guerra and Representative Seaton. Representative Meyer is upstairs, and we'll hopefully be joined by him. Just to walk members through, in your packets, there is a copy of an amendment that passed on the House floor. If you look at page 2 of the bill that went to the floor, up on that first paragraph, you see the last line is a definition. It says, in this section, in this subsection, section means, and then gives a definition. When they ran the floor amendment, it was my understanding, it's now my understanding that that definitional section was inadvertently left off, and there's general agreement that that does need to appear in the bill. And so now we just need to consider what steps we take to get that into the bill. We need to go to free conference powers, limited free conference powers, in order to add that language. So if the committee is in general agreement that just adding that subsection or that section definition gets us to agreement, we can have a vote to actually request the limited free powers. We can sign a letter to that effect, and then we can go ahead and take that action and deal with everything in one meeting. That way, when the presiding officers read across the letter asking for free powers, they'll say that it's granted. Then the very next step will be to adopt the conference committee report where we, in fact, exercise those powers. Okay, so Senator Bundy has moved that we actually request the free powers. Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, we'll do that. And then if we can just have a motion then to adopt a conference committee substitute that would include that definitional section.
So moved.
Senator Bundy has moved that we adopt a conference committee committee substitute that
Mr.
would
Chairman?
Add that language. And
for the record, Joe Balash, staff to Senator Terrio, that motion needs to be a contingent motion, the action contingent upon being granted.
Okay. Senator Bundy?
What he said.
Okay. Senator Bundy's motion for the final CS is contingent on being granted the powers to take that action.
Granted the powers of a limited free conference, right?
Yes. Yes. And with that, we are...
Fiscal notes?
Oh, let's touch on the fiscal notes. We have three fiscal notes. The first one in your packet from elections. The $677,000 is because of the additional pages that have to be added to the ballot. The next one from dealing with the $91,000, that is for the addition of an official election pamphlet for a primary election where there is an initiative. And the third one is the $42,000 is from the Department of Law for the review, to expedite review of petition language. Is that correct, Joe? To expedite the review of petition language and get that done in 60 days.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
In general, they usually are able to get them done in 60 days. From time to time, they're presented with language that would go beyond that. They're proposing that if they could staff up, they could expedite everything so it meets the 60-day requirement. So those fiscal notes will accompany the conference committee substitute. And with that, then we are adjourned.
No objection.
Okay.
All right. Good job.